I've confirmed that there'll definitely be a regional news team filming our arrival. Plus, there'll be four local papers.
Regional news?
No nationals.
Well, this is very much a regional event. You know, I didn't think that was...
Robin, all events are regional. Everything that happens in the world has to happen somewhere. Do you see? Even JFK's assassination was a regional event, but it was also very important.
Up this show. Gliders did Smooth Walker from their album Maria's Hunt. Mosem Tonebender did Beetle Burner. Jonas Johansson, Leonard Ginman, and Thor Madsen played a lot of Danish jazz on this program. We heard Windows from the album Travels. Kevin Ayers and the Whole World, unmistakably the voice of Bridget St. John on that track, with Kevin Ayers. The Oyster and the Flying Fish. The album was called Shooting at the Moon, Kevin Ayers. And thanks to Gus Bodenheim for agreeing to toss his hat in the ring for the vice presidential nomination. I think he would make an excellent candidate and an excellent office holder. Coming up next will be a pre-recorded but I believe new episode of 7 Second Delay with Andy Breckman Man and Ken Friedman Man, followed by Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash. And I learned that in 2 weeks, Gaylord Fields will be filling in for Matt on Weekly World Blues. If you're a Gaylord Fields fan, I am. Great to hear him back on the radio. I miss him. Honky Tonk Radio Girl with Becky at 8 Eastern and Therese at 9 Eastern, all here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. My name's Erwin, back next Wednesday, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Again, if you want to email me, it's Erwin at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for 7 Second Delay.
This is WFMU East Orange and WFMU.org. Time for 7 Second Delay. Tonight, a special encore presentation of the program that was originally broadcast on June 13th, 2001. This was one of our many Puppet Master shows. This was the program in which Andy was the Puppet Master, controlling his 8-year-old niece Ariana, who was my co-host. Andy was down the hallway and using a very long wire would tell Ariana what to say. This is Andy as Puppet Master, June 13th, 2001.
Well, Andy, do you
hate our theme song as much this week as you did last week?
I hate our theme song even more.
Well, that's great. Then that's all the more reason to continue playing it.
Ken, why can't we get a different theme song?
We can get a different theme song, Andy, but it might take us a while.
Ken, we'll start now. What else are you doing with your life?
I'm puttering around in the garden a lot. I'm filing away all my records from 1986.
Is this going to be a long story?
No. That's the end of the story.
Thank God.
Why don't we...
Here's the rules.
Okay.
Whenever I'm on board.
What?
Whenever I get bored.
Okay. Whenever you get bored.
I'm going to say ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
Got it?
I got it. I understand.
So what's our topic today?
Well, we have a concept and we have a topic.
Ding, ding, ding.
I think we should explain the concept.
Ding, ding, ding.
Andy, why don't we explain what's happened to your voice?
Why don't you?
Okay. To the left of me is...
ding, ding, ding.
To the left of me is Andy's 8-year-old niece, Ariana. And
that's me.
And Ariana is wearing a walkie-talkie headphone in which she can hear Andy. And Andy is Ariana's puppet master. Everything that Andy says, Ariana is repeating.
Where's Andy?
Andy's all the way down at the other end of the building. And he's listening on headphones, but he's telling Ariana. Actually, he's just talking like he normally would, and Ariana is repeating whatever Andy says.
So I can say anything. And you can't get mad at me.
Yeah, I think I do feel...
Because I'm just a little girl.
I feel more protected this week than ever.
Even if I am very annoying.
I feel more protected.
And say the same thing. Over and over. And over and over. And over and over. You can't get mad at me. Because I'm just a little girl.
Yeah. Hey, Rachel, will you do me a favor and close that door? The one that says Dr. F. And yeah, this one. There you go. Thanks. And I know.
Thanks, Rach.
Thanks, Rach. And Andy, I know that you'll be on better behavior this week because Ariana will be listening to everything you're saying.
Ariana, don't listen, just talk.
Ariana, I'm directing this question now to you, not to Uncle Andy. How does it feel to be controlled by Andy, the puppet master?
Like an exorcist.
And am I allowed to...
Like I'm trapped inside me.
And am I allowed to try to trick Ariana into not following what you say, Andy?
What a big man tricking a little girl.
Oh, at least I'm not...
Oh, you must be so proud of yourself. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, Andy, why don't you explain what the topic is? I've explained the concept.
We are going to talk to people who have lost their jobs. That covers about 98% of people listening. We are going to ask them how their boss fired them. Oh, this should be funny.
Okay, so we just need people to call at 201-200-9368 and tell us the story of the time they were fired and security escorted them out of the building.
Ken, you're a boss.
Yes, I am.
You're the boss here, right?
Ding, ding, ding.
You don't get to do that.
Andy, why don't you tell me about some of the jobs you've had?
Well, I work for myself.
Well, what was your
first... I don't have any stories.
Well, what was your first job after you dropped out of Boston University?
Clog dancing.
What?
Clog
dancing. I know that you were
for
actually...
For nickels.
I know that
on
you...
On the street.
That's partially true, actually. I know that you were...
I'm not ashamed of that. It was good, honest work.
Did you actually go straight from Boston University to doing stand-up on the streets of Manhattan?
Oh, I did some folk singing.
And you actually managed to make the transition from Boston University to folk singer without ever taking a real job?
I did have a few menial jobs, but I used to look for work that would let me write songs while I worked.
Like what? Like security guard or something?
Exactly. Or messenger in New York.
Uh-huh. And were you fired or did you quit these jobs?
Well, the messenger job I quit when I got too cold. I'm very sensitive. Now, how about you? Did you ever get fired from a job?
Oh, I've been fired many times from jobs.
How proud you must be.
Oh, I'm very proud. In my first year in New York City, I think I quit about 10 or 15 jobs. After...
Is this going to be a long story?
Very long.
Because I might take a nap. You go ahead.
No, you nap first.
Okay. Hey, do we have any calls?
So, Ariana, now that Andy's napping, you don't have to do what he's saying anymore. You can talk to me honestly, just as yourself.
Okay, Andy is napping. This is me talking. Me, Ariana, not Andy.
You're lying to me, Ariana. I can tell this is really Andy.
So what I'm going to say next is from me, Ariana. Ken Sleevman, Sleevman, you are a very sad man.
Ariana,
I can tell.
Ariana, you can sit back. That's good. You can just make yourself comfortable and I'll move the microphone. That's good. Like that. Okay.
We need calls.
We do need calls.
Calls. Now. Calls. What else do you idiots have to do? Just call.
Andy, we...
Dial now. Set up, Ken. I'm on a roll.
Why don't you give out the phone number since you're on such a roll?
Why don't you?
201-200-9368.
That's right. I was just testing you.
Well, Andy, you're not going to believe what I'm about to say.
What?
We have a call.
Hey, it's Dave. Wait. It's Dave from Montclair.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Ken and Andy. Hey, and sorry to be.
Do you love the show?
Oh, you know I love the show. And Andy, my wife met you last Sunday at the JCC in West Orange.
I remember.
I'm sure you do. And unfortunately,
she was all over me.
Positively.
I told her to keep her hands to herself.
Well, she's just my style, and everything about her drives me wild. So,
ding, ding, ding.
I thought I would kick off the loss of job story with my most recent letting go. I was on leave from my company, which is a big computer manufacturer, for a number of months, and I was going to go back, and then we had an illness in the family, and I didn't go back. And then when it was time to go back, I still didn't want to go back. And then by now 6 months had passed, and then 7 months passed, and I wasn't calling them, and they weren't calling me. And then one day, my cell phone, which was paid for by the company, suddenly stopped working.
We're sorry.
Yeah, thanks very
much. I wasn't listening. Could you start over?
From the absolute beginning?
No, Dave, it's a trick. Don't start over.
Yeah, it's a typical trick.
Yes.
Exactly. And I suspected as much.
No, go on.
So first they cut off the cell phone, and about a week later my email account was deactivated, and I started to get the sense that something was up.
They wouldn't just fire you.
And then I got a letter from a benefits administration company saying, "Dear former employee, here's how to apply for benefits now that you no longer work for your former company."
Wow, so they just cut everything off one by one. They never actually even fired you.
That is cold.
It was kind of like the end of 2001 when Dave the astronaut started pulling out memory modules from HAL 9000.
It reminds me of that movie.
Yeah, and suddenly I was
2001. Did you ever see that?
Did I ever
remember
see
the
it?
Ending?
How about you, Andy? Did you see it?
Many times.
Exactly. Right, so...
Yeah, well, thanks for calling.
You bet. I'm hoping this
We've
will stimulate...
Go.
You know, it's an embarrassing and sometimes humiliating situation. I wanted to put myself right out there.
Hey, Dave.
So that other people could join in. Yes.
For the sake of listeners who are joining us late, can you explain what's going on here?
Yes.
Because I'm very confused.
Right. Well, Andy is
Please
in the
explain
house.
This.
He's got a newly youthful and feminine voice. Ken is also on the air, and today the topic is, or is this the theme, or is it...
But why am I a little girl?
Oh, you're a little girl because you're Ariana, actually,
Help
who is
me.
Andy's 8-year-old niece.
Help me.
And Andy's down the hall.
I'm trapped inside a little girl.
And you're a wonderful little girl. Let
Somebody
me
call an exorcist.
Don't spin your head around just yet, okay? So the topic is, let's call in and talk about getting fired or laid off from your boss, from your job, because it should be pretty topical these days, considering what's going on in today's slowing economy.
Exactly.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dave.
See, I tricked Andy because I knew Andy wouldn't let me explain anything, so I had the listener explain it.
You know what our motto should be?
What?
WFMU. The more you listen, the less you know.
That's a really great motto, Andy.
Ha 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 ha.
I have a new motto also, Andy.
Please tell me.
It's the toddlers over 5 feet tall that you have to worry about.
I'm not scared of dead air.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I was working at a place in near Boston when I was.
You
in
love
college.
The show?
Love the show, yeah, that's true. And
you're an all-time listener.
Actually,
First
I am.
First-time caller.
I am a lot. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Don't be nervous.
Okay, thanks. I worked at this place doing woodworking.
I said, don't be nervous.
And I worked there for about 3 or 4 months, maybe 5 months.
Just relax.
And I was one day fired for doing my job too well.
How so?
The boss said that
How so?
I spent too much time making the finish perfect and doing the sanding really detailed and fine, and the products were coming out too well, and I was spending too much time on the product.
Oh, well.
I got sacked.
They told you you were taking too long? Is that the problem?
Yeah, I was making the things too nice, you know? And that was it.
Doing your job too well isn't a problem here.
That's right.
Is that right, Ken?
That's right, Andy.
It was a problem for me.
Well, thanks for telling us your getting fired story.
My pleasure.
It's all part of the human comedy. Am I right, Ken?
Andy, you're 1,000% correct. You've really put me in a difficult position because I don't have the heart to turn off a little girl's microphone.
Ha ha ha, my plan is working perfectly.
But you also don't have the heart to say anything truly offensive.
Oh, the night is young.
Oh, we shall see.
That reminds me of something I saw in a screw duck. Scrooge McDuck cartoon.
Yeah. So the phone number here is 201-200-9368. The topic tonight is getting laid off or fired stories. And Andy is the puppet master. And Andy's 8-year-old niece, Ariana, is repeating everything Andy says. Andy's in another room.
We've already heard some amazing stories. The guy who didn't hear back for 6 months. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. What a thrilling story.
Andy, I'd like to know how you quit or how you got fired from your little menial jobs that you had right after college.
I could tell you one of those stories.
Please go ahead.
But I would prefer to sing a show tune.
Okay, go ahead.
Hand me down that can, OB. Hand me down that can of beans. I'm throwing them away. Dear God, somebody call. Now!
Andy, what's that number again?
I don't know. I never pay attention.
But you wrote it down because it wasn't on the...
Whenever I'm here and we're doing our show, in my mind... I go to a happy place.
What does the happy place look like, Andy?
Disney World. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Is Disney World the one in Florida or California?
Yeah.
And Ariana, you're supposed to repeat anything he says. I just heard you responding back to him. You're supposed to say Ariana now.
I think Disney World is the one in Kansas City. It's not doing nearly as well.
I think you're mistaken, Andy.
Oh, shut up.
Ariana.
I'm just a little girl. You shouldn't get mad at me.
Ariana, have you been to Disney World in Florida? Like, off, you know, forgetting about Andy in your ear and everything.
No. I am the puppet. Ariana is not here. Only her body.
Wow, this is like The Exorcist.
In so many ways.
Well, Andy, since you don't remember the phone number, I'll say it now.
Please do.
It's 201-200-9368.
The sooner you dial the number... The sooner the phone at the end of the line will ring. So dial now.
And the topic, of course, is the time you got fired.
Or the time you fired somebody. Oh, you look forward. I know, Ken, you look forward to that. When you have to fire somebody.
Not really. I actually dread it more than almost anything in the whole world.
I wonder if people bring gun and magazines. Gun and ammo magazines to work so their boss will be afraid to fire them.
Well, Andy, I know that you have a very interesting story, actually, about somebody who got fired once, and there was a concern that he might be dangerous. Why don't you tell us that story?
I have no idea what you are talking about.
Okay, let's go to the phones. We have
a
caller.
That is why I prefer when I can to go to a happy place.
Okay, well, can you hear the callers in your happy place?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey there.
You love the show.
I do. I love the show. I'm a long-time listener and second-time caller. And I miss the sound of your voice.
You should have. Get out more.
Yeah, I know. I agree. Kid, you're doing a great job.
Have you been fired?
I have, so many times. Many times. And I'm a very confident
person. Tell us about it.
The first time I got fired, I got
now.
Fired. What? Now? Or should I wait?
Andy's interrupting.
Now.
Andy's interrupting you a lot because he knows that I don't have the heart to admonish an 8-year-old for interrupting you so much.
Because I'm just a little girl.
I know. And it's too cute to admonish unless...
What does admonish mean?
Ariana, when Andy told you that you were allowed to interrupt people, he was lying. It's really...
No.
You can interrupt Andy if you want.
No.
No.
Ariana, let me ask you something. When's the next time you're going to have a chance to be on the radio? You don't have to say everything Andy says to you.
No.
You don't want to get fired.
I am his puppet. Well, I signed the contract. It was 304 pages long.
Does she have a parental signature?
Please go ahead with your story. I won't interrupt again.
No, okay, and I'm glad.
Unless you bug me.
Right. You ready?
Yes.
I was working at a Woolworth while I was in college, and I got fired totally unjustly for stealing, and I did not steal. Isn't that fascinating? Isn't that great
what kind of, how did they accuse you of stealing?
Your story?
Yeah.
Has touched my heart.
Thank you. Thank you. It saddens me.
I love the part.
What?
About getting fired.
Yeah, that's the best part.
That was my favorite part.
Yeah.
Why did they think you were stealing?
My registers were continually coming up short, and I actually found out about a year later that it was the manager that was stealing from everybody.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I never really avenged that.
It's all part of the human comedy.
Andy has a chilling laugh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Caller, let me apologize on behalf of WFMU for the way Andy has treated you by proxy through Ariana.
Accepted.
What does toxy mean?
What's proxy?
Proxy.
That's
you don't want to get fired.
I am his puppet. Well, I signed the contract. It was 304 pages long.
She is doing a great job.
I should feel everybody falling in love with me.
But Ariana, I would love to know the funniest thing Andy's ever done at your house.
I can't tell you.
Oh, but you can. Andy just
because I am his puppet. I am hypnotized.
Well, caller, thanks for calling.
Well, radio guy, you're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
She was wonderful.
Yes, Ariana, one thing Andy never does that you might want to start doing, even if he doesn't...
I'm not listening. Na-na-na-na. I'm covering my ears. Na-na-na-na.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
You love the show?
I'm going to call myself Kurt.
Kurt.
Yeah, Kurt from Landing.
Okay, Kurt.
I just want to say that this show is really freaking me out. It's like a stimulus overload.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh.
It's rocking your world. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Andy. I also want to say I love the show. I'm a longtime caller and a first time.
Kurt, I'm guessing.
You're guessing?
You didn't have too far to go.
I have a long way to go.
Before your world was rocked.
You're right.
You seem to be.
I finally found somebody who understands me. And I'm afraid.
Do you have a story to share?
Yeah, but it's not that good. What else? Do you want to talk about that?
Yes.
No?
Yes, we want to hear about the time you were fired, Kurt.
All right. I had a small co-op job. It was just nothing important. I was just like a part-timer. And my boss was a really nice guy from the Midwest. And he really wasn't cut out to be working in New Jersey. And
Midwest,
that's not the
huh?
funny part. Hold on, Andy. I'm
in
not
the
done. It's great. You ready? And
did you ever go to...
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Yeah, okay, good.
Did you ever visit Disney World in Kansas City?
No. No, but I went to the Cord Castle in Iowa.
Because I'm in Disney World.
Disney World. It's a lot better than Disney World.
In Kansas City. Right now.
Yeah, no, I'm not there. You want to go?
I'm there right now.
Hey, my boss is probably from Kansas City, the guy who fired me. There's a lot of nice people in Kansas City.
I love Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Well, Kurt, why don't you tell us about the time you were fired?
Okay. It's not that good, but I'm going to tell you anyway. And before I get cut off, I just want to say this. Great show.
Thanks.
Anyway, yeah, you're welcome. Anyway,
it was my idea.
Okay. I'm going to talk now, okay? And
good luck.
Yeah, thanks, man. So he gathers me and two other temps. And he sits us down, and he's really beating around the bush, you know, really trying to politely say this and that. And he actually gave us pink slips. They were actually pink. I had no idea. He says, we got to let you go. And I'm like, okay, no big deal.
I love pink.
Because I'm just going back to school. That's great. I'm just going back to school, and it didn't really matter. And one guy freaked out. I don't know why, but he freaked out. And you should start laughing because that's about as funny as it gets. Okay. Thank you.
What a wonderful story.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, God, Kurt.
You love. You laugh. But then you find yourself wiping away a little tear. Any more callers? Hey, Ken. Don't forget to turn the cassette over. Hey, Ken. Don't forget to turn the cassette over. Ken, where are you? Hey! Come back. Oh, no. Ken's giving me the silent treatment.
Sound effect.
That's creepy sounding.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the air.
Well, thanks, Andy. It's good to talk to you. You want to hear my sad tale?
I don't know
well?
Where Ken is.
Well, that's okay. You and I can manage this.
Sure, go ahead.
All right. Well, I was, this is long ago, I was a stock boy in a gourmet grocery store in Boston. And after I worked there part-time for a year and a half, I started to discover that there were all kinds of funny business going on. It was actually operated by the mafia, and there were all kinds of things happening, but I thought...
So you don't mean...
Huh?
Ha-ha funny.
Uh-huh.
You mean...
Not that kind of funny. This is more like...
Scary
uh-oh
funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but I thought, I'll mind my own business, and I'll do my work, and I'll take home my paycheck. But one day... there was a break-in, and they made off with, you know, thousands of dollars worth of liquor. And next thing I know, I'm at home that evening, and two guys from the store, one of whom was carrying a gun, comes to my door and says, where are you hiding the liquor? And I said, hey, I don't know anything. They were trying to set me up to be somehow I found out later on they were going to write it off as a tax loss. They had stolen their own liquor, and they were trying to rig me as the person who was going to take the blame for
wow.
it.
Wow.
You
have
were
anything.
The fall guy.
I was the fall
Patsy.
Guy.
That's the best story we've heard all night.
Oh, man, it was scary, let me tell
now you.
Now you
know how I feel.
Do you
doing
have
the show every
on
week.
With guns at night? This was not fun.
No.
What kind of gun did they shove at you?
Well, he had a handgun. I don't know what it was. It was enough to scare me. I've never carried one myself.
You know what I would have done?
What would you have done?
kicked the gun out of his hand. And then hit him with a karate chop.
I somehow wasn't in
and
my...
And throw him off the roof. That's what I would have done.
I was in my Bruce Lee mode that night. I was terrified.
What kind of man are you?
I don't know. I guess I'm a wimp after all. Huh?
You're an awful man. You're a half man.
Maybe three quarters?
Maybe three quarters.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Andy, that was great.
Bye-bye.
Andy, you actually said goodbye to the caller. You actually terminated the call. I'm impressed.
I'm drunk.
Well, Andy, we have a empty phone bank once again, so if people were trying to get through before, but they couldn't because all the lines were tied up, well, try again at 201-200-9368.
That's your problem. I'm getting in line for the Peter Pan ride.
The Peter Pan ride? Oh, is that what they have at the Disney World in Kansas City?
Exactly. Can I save you a seat?
No, that's okay. I'll be going to the Thunderdome after the show, or what's left of it.
Tell Carlo to put the call through.
Oh, he's putting them through. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Uncle Ken. Hi, Uncle Andy.
Hi.
I have a story about being fired.
Hi.
From the family business.
Oh, fired from the family business.
Yeah, I was fired by
from the family business.
Yes, by my parents. And I refused to go.
What was that again?
I was fired by my parents, and I wouldn't leave.
Oh, he refused to leave.
Ooh, and then what happened?
Haven't you been listening?
I just kept on coming in every day.
How did they finally get rid of you?
They haven't. I'm still there. But they constantly remind me.
How could we get rid of you?
You can get rid of me by me telling you that you're my favorite, Andy, and Ken will then hang up on me.
Exactly. He knows how the game is played.
Okay, thanks for calling.
It's too late, Andy. I already hung up on him, just like he said I would.
Oh, Lord.
But we have another caller. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Glad to be on the air.
Hey, Matt.
Hi. Hey, I have a fire.
Remember me?
Yeah, I remember.
Andy?
Oh, yeah. I have a firing story.
I've changed.
A little
these
bit.
Days.
Well, not all of
I look like an 8-year-old girl.
Well, that is a big change.
The operation
was
a complete success.
Yeah, I was going to say that I was fired. From a company that distributed religious magazines.
The Gideons.
No, it was Union Gospel Press.
Union Gospel Press. Okay, make sure you don't mention them.
What did you do to piss them off?
Are you going to say
Am
that?
I allowed to say piss?
No, as a matter of fact, you're not, Andy, and I'm going to have to turn your microphone off.
Am I allowed to say piss?
No, you're not. Anyway, caller, I've had to turn Andy's microphone off.
Oh, that's the best part of the whole show.
So you go ahead.
I'm just a little girl.
Well,
you can't turn my microphone off.
Ariana, I have to ask you now, how are you related to Andy exactly? Is your mother Risa? This is Risa's,
I can't answer.
This is Risa's daughter, right?
I am the puppet.
So
Andy is the puppet master.
So I guess it's okay with Risa that Andy forces you to say these bad
words.
Get
your own puppet.
You wouldn't let me have
Stop picking on my puppet.
Andy, if I can remind you, you wouldn't let me have a puppet tonight. I've wanted to have a puppet. You said no.
That's right.
That would have been a good show, two puppets.
I don't know about that. For once, I think I respect Andy's
judgment.
Okay,
tell me your story.
Okay. I worked at this place, and they ran the place like a sweatshop.
This was the Gideons again, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They had all minimum wage people working there.
Mm-hmm.
I had just graduated.
What does minimal wage mean?
Low pay. And I had just graduated college, had my master's degree.
What does graduate mean?
It means when you have a scale that measures things.
Hey, Matt.
Yes.
Andy's just messing with your head.
Okay.
He really knows the meanings of all those words.
See, so this place, they were so hard that, you know, they had, like, buzzers that rang as to when you could take break. And the buzzer rang, and you had to be back at your position to be working. And everyone was terrified.
Well, that's a pretty typical factory situation.
Well,
I think factories.
What did the buzzer sound like?
So everyone was terrified.
Tell me more about
there,
the buzzer.
And they were, everyone was being.
Was it very, very loud?
And.
Andy wants to know what the buzzer sounded like.
Wow.
I
feel like I'm almost there.
They used to hand out your time cards when you got there in the morning, and everyone was always there very early because heaven forbid you were late. Now, one day I arrived, and I was on time, but I was a little bit later than everyone else, and they had already cleared their little card table where they handed out the time card.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, what's around? I don't know where to go.
Trouble ahead.
You know, you never went to the boss's office. You had no idea where it was. He just saw you with
what
security
cameras.
What did
you do?
Cameras.
Cut to the chase.
I stacked boxes.
The bottom line.
Well, what I did was he came to give me my time card, and he said, here's your time card. I want you to punch in like normal. And I'm thinking, well, why did he say like normal? It can't be like normal. It's already, I'm late. The buzzer rang. I'm not at my desk. So when we got to the division in the hallway where the time card punch clock was way and my job was the other way,
uh-huh.
I handed him the card and I said, yeah, could you just put it in the box for me? You know, I'm going to get back to work. And he said, no. And again, he repeated, I want you to punch in like normal.
Ooh.
So I'm thinking, what am I going to do? So when we got to the time card, I put my card in the slot without punching in. And he's going, what are you doing? I said, well, I can't punch in like normal because I was here ready to work 15 minutes ago. And he said, oh, that's it. You're fired. So that was it. I was out of there.
Is that it?
That's it.
Ken, is it over?
Thanks a lot for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Andy.
Thanks.
Andy, why would anybody else call if this is how you're going to treat callers?
Because I'm just a little girl. They can't get mad at me.
I bet your mom is going to get mad at Uncle Andy, though.
He's going to drop me off a block away from the house.
Ariana, are you allowed to use all the words at home that Andy's been making you say tonight?
I can't answer you. I am Andy's puppet. Get your own puppet.
How may I get my own puppet?
Buy one.
Did you buy Ariana?
Yes. I paid over $500 for her.
That's a sick lie.
It's a lie, but not a sick lie.
Andy, you're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you.
What?
We have a caller.
Hello?
Yay!
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Hi.
We'll call me Kamaka. How's that?
Let's call
Fine.
You. Let's call you Beverly, okay?
Okay, so
I'll call you Beverly.
One time. You want to hear about it?
Yes.
Okay, I used to live in New Jersey.
I actually have mixed feelings.
I beg your
mixed
pardon?
Mixed feelings.
Andy has mixed feelings.
I have mixed feelings.
You have mixed feelings.
Yeah,
okay, we'll just give you a minute and then make your decision.
Yeah, there's a delay.
So. Okay.
Okay, so I left New Jersey.
Yes.
For good,
mm-hmm.
I thought. And I moved out to our 50th state. You got that, Andy?
Wait. Let me guess.
I moved out to the island of Hawaii.
A 50th state.
A 50th state. The island of Hawaii.
Hawaii, Andy. He just told you it was Hawaii.
Right.
And when I got there,
I just got back from Disney World.
Yeah, you're at Disney World?
No, I just got back.
You just got back?
How's the show going?
Your show is going pretty good. It's pretty good.
Thanks.
I'm in my car. I'm laughing my ass off.
Hey.
So, what?
Don't talk like that.
I'm sorry.
I'm an 8-year-old girl.
8-year-old girl, of course.
An eight-year-old girl.
Eight-year-old girl, I know. Oh, you tickled my funny bone. How's that? Is that better?
So you're in Hawaii.
Yes. And I got a job. And I was working in a restaurant.
And they don't pay much in Hawaii, do they?
Yeah, they do. And so I got fired just because I stopped going to work. I had to hit the beach every day. And that's my story.
What, they fired you for that?
For not going to work? Yeah.
Those animals. That's just like Nazi Germany.
Like Nazi Germany? No, it's far from that. It's far from that, Andy. Hey, can I ask you something?
Okay.
All right, do you shave your face every day?
Not anymore.
Not anymore? You have a beard?
As if a week ago on Tuesday, I became an eight-year-old girl. Now I don't need a shave.
Is that like recycling?
Yeah, it's just like recycling.
So you're recycled now into an eight-year-old girl.
I'm not being sarcastic.
Okay, I believe.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Andy, did he tell us the story?
This is going great.
It is going great.
Who the heck cares?
Andy, will you be my puppet next week?
Get your own darn puppet.
That's what I'm trying to do. I want you to be my puppet. Not Ariana, Andy. I want you to be my puppet.
I'm not a puppet. I am a free man.
You may feel free.
You'll never put me in chains.
Well, maybe not tonight, but I'm asking about next week.
We'll see.
Oh, great. So you're not saying no. The door's not closed. It's a maybe.
What does the door have to do with it?
So you're saying...
Are you drunk?
I am not drunk.
So why are you talking about the door suddenly?
Andy, why are you giggling like a madman now?
Who cares if the door's closed?
Andy, you're getting punch drunk.
Stop changing the subject.
Well, Andy, the phone bank is again open.
Again?
Yes, Andy.
So there was a fire.
Uh-huh.
And me and Glenn Jones were trapped in the building. Who would you save? Be honest. For once in your life.
I'd save Glenn. No doubt.
Oh! Why?
Because he raises more money during the marathon than you do.
Oh. I knew it.
Well, you said be honest for once in your life.
You know who I would save?
Who?
You. Ken.
No, that's
you.
That's not true, Andy.
I love you like a brother.
Andy, we had that fire, remember, a few years ago? And you put deadbolts on the outside of the doors.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I knew something was up when you were putting them on the outside. So anyway, Andy, the phone number is 201-200-9368.
Call. Please call. I'm just a little girl. I don't know how to sell time. If nobody calls.
What will you do, Andy? Will you start crying?
Call now. Carlo. Come on.
Carlo's doing the best he can, Andy.
Yeah, but how good is that?
As good as possible without you giving out the phone number.
The phone number?
Yes, the phone
number. Is 2 1 2 something 4.
No, that's not right.
What is it?
It's
If you're so smart,
Ariana, do you want to read the phone number? You see?
No.
You see it up on the wall there?
I can't read anything.
Yes, you can. You're 8 years old. You can probably read quite well.
Unless Andy tells me to. Haven't you ever seen the movie The Exorcist?
Several times.
I am. I am Linda Blair. I am bouncing around on the bed.
Oh, Andy, why don't you tell me all the things that Linda Blair does in The Exorcist? I haven't seen it.
That is the only part that I remember.
I see.
Give the phone number. For God's sake.
It's 201-200-9368. So, Andy, there is a limit to what you will make an 8-year-old girl say. I believe I just found that limit.
So you want me to bring my little puppet every week?
That would be great.
With my puppet turns 15, all bets are off.
Ariana, what's Andy really like as an uncle?
I can't tell you. I can only say what he tells me to say. Why can't you understand that?
But if I turn off...
What's wrong with you? Seriously. What is your problem?
Ariana, if I turn off your headphones, you won't be able to hear Uncle Andy anymore.
I will just sit here and cry. Congratulations. You won't make your little girl cry.
You know, I hear little girls cry all the time. I don't think it would have that much of an effect on me.
For your next birthday, the staff at the station is going to all chip in and buy you a heart.
Will it go with my spine?
Yes.
When am I getting that spine? You told me last year the staff was going to chip in and buy me a spine. I still haven't gotten it.
It's on back order.
I see. Well, the phone number is 201-200-9368 if you'd like to tell us the story about the time you were fired or the time you fired somebody. I wish I could promise that Andy would not be rude to you, but I can make no such promise.
Hey, Ken.
Yes.
Remember the Mel Brooks album? Where he talked about getting fired. He said he came in one day and he knew he was going to get fired because his desk was on fire. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. If it's not that funny, but I told you it will.
Yes, I see, Andy.
For the love of God, somebody call.
Andy, why don't you think people are calling? I have a guess why.
Why?
Because you're so incredibly rude to people and mean.
But I'm just a little girl. A little 8-year-old girl. Don't be scared of me. Call!
But you're not just a little 8-year-old girl.
You're right. I'm 8 and a half. Seriously. Please call.
Seriously, Andy, I think you've...
I won't be rude.
I.
What if I promise? What if I give my Girl Scout promise?
Well, let's give that a try, Andy. Give your Girl Scout promise.
If somebody calls, I will not interrupt them and let them tell their stupid story. And that is my promise. And that number again is 201 something 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 something. So please call.
That number is 201-200-9368.
Yeah, whatever.
And for those of you joining us late, Andy is in another room in the building, and his 8-year-old niece is repeating everything that he's saying. His 8-year-old niece, Ariana.
If you're joining us late, I envy you.
And Ariana, you're really doing a great job tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that when the program's over tonight, Ariana, Andy's just going to tell you everything that you did wrong, because that's how he treats people. But you take it from me.
Oh.
You're doing a you're doing a really great job.
My Uncle Andy is a king, a colossus, and a man.
And I know that as Andy drives you home tonight, he's just going to repeat again and again and again all the mistakes you made.
Andy's going to let me drive. That's my reward. So notify to say sleep.
But Ariana, it's important to not listen to a word Uncle Andy says.
No.
You did a great
job.
I'm
his puppet.
You did a great job.
Is it almost over?
Despite what Uncle Andy tells you after the program's over, Ariana, take it from me, you did a great job tonight.
Let's get some calls. I promise I'll be good.
Andy, you've scared everybody away.
No, it's the new me.
It's the old you, Andy. You sound different, but your personality...
Listen to me. Listen to the sound of my voice. I'll be good. Ken... Give the number again.
It's 201-200-9368. Andy, it might be a different voice, but it's the same old Andy.
No. It's the kind of gentler Andy.
No, it's not. Andy, actually, you're meaner and more rude than ever.
No, I'm not. No. Please, somebody. I want to hear your stupid story.
Now, Ariana, why can't you understand why nobody's calling when Andy makes you say things like that?
No. Okay, we have a call. Put him on.
No, Andy, we don't have a call.
Put him on, Ken. Stop playing with my head. Put the calls on.
Okay, you're on the air.
Thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
How you guys doing?
Good.
I'm very interested in your story. Please tell me.
You guys are crazy.
How did you get fired?
Oh, I got fired a couple times.
Tell us about the funniest one.
See, the most recent one is when I was working as a house manager at the Kitchen in New York City, which is a theater, performance art space.
Yeah, Andy's never heard of it, but everybody else knows what it is.
And the new
Ken,
director...
stop interrupting the man.
Thank you, Andy.
Go on, sir.
And a new director had come in, just like many of others in the past, I'd been there for 5 years, and had the place going pretty well, and I thought,
Ken,
anyway, you know, we went from...
Concentrate. Your mind is wandering.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
We went to, from being, like, straight, like people calling up for reservations, to my wanting to switch it to, like, credit card only. And we were, you know, getting to a point of, like, professionalism, and this woman comes in. New director, current director, and started just firing people left and right, and all the women in the building were crying. And...
I love that story. Well, we're out of time.
Andy,
thank you for calling.
Andy, why don't you let him...
All right. Excellent job, Ariana.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Thank you.
See, Ariana, even the caller said you did an excellent job, so don't let Andy tell you otherwise.
Thank you to all our callers. And thank you, Ken, for having me.
Thank you.
But most of all, thank you, Andy, my puppet master.
Thank you, Ariana. You did a really...
For putting these wonderful words in my mouth. I love you, Andy.
This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and WFMU.org.
And this is Ariana Woke saying goodbye to my dad and mom and Jake and all my friends and my teacher. And I had fun. And I want my own show. And all those other idiots. Every other idiot gets their own show. Why can't I?
Andy, why don't you just continue talking and I'll fade you down.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Secret agent. Secret agent. We'll be right back. Shut up.
And this is the sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain. Thank you.
My lovely baby's been gone. If you see my baby, please send her home for me. Hurry, oh, oh, baby. 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 Hurry, oh, oh, baby.
Hurry!